Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
and Wayne.
And Mark. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Jumping right into the calls, let's talk to Dan in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yes, hello, Ian. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just caught the end of what you said about the CFCs, and I just wanted to ask you a question. I believe you made the statement that the CFCs were a lie, the idea that the CFCs depleted the ozone, or...
Yeah, you just tuned in. The article we read last hour pointed out that CFCs do damage ozone in a controlled vacuum, but in reality,
they're heavier than air.
Gravity, and they're heavier than air, so there's no chance that they could damage the ozone. That's as I understand it.
Oh, well, I understood it that they actually did go up, and it took like 14 years to get actually to the level where they would actually deplete the ozone. It just takes a while.
Well, I don't know how that could be if it's true that they're heavier than air.
I mean, we would all be breathing CFCs and no oxygen because they're heavier than air. They'd sit that close to the surface. And, I mean, you know, every time you go out from the Earth another a mile, then you exponentially increase the size of the area of the Earth. So, I mean, the stratosphere where the ozone layer is over the troposphere 7 miles, in width. So, or in depth, I guess. So therefore, to get up to the stratosphere, there's a long, long way to go. There is no science that shows that CFCs can get to the stratosphere.
Sounds like environmental scare tactics to me, Dan.
But they've been measuring it for a while. Unfortunately, they weren't measuring it before they thought it was a problem. NOAA, National Organization of Earth.
That's a government organization.
It is. But they have satellites that take pictures and measure.
Wait. What are they measuring? The ozone, or are they measuring CFCs?
No, the ozone layer, not CFCs.
Well, the ozone layer goes through different periods of thickness and thinness, and
right. Well, that doesn't follow. To say that the ozone is changing and therefore it's the CFC's fault, no, that's just it's logically inconsistent.
I would agree with that, I read recently how the ozone's not repairing itself as fast as they can. But I do have a direct argument with the argument you presented. What you were claiming was CFCs are heavier than air, and that may be true, but then but there's this idea of diffusion and partial pressure, right? Kind of if you've had a small amount of CFCs around the Earth, they still might go up far. They just would stack on top of it.
Well, I understand what diffusion is. Diffusion is where, if you take air freshener and you spray the air freshener in one corner of a room, the particles will diffuse throughout the room to the point where they're pretty much evenly spread out, and that's diffusion. But
talking about oil and water, though, if left undisturbed, they will separate. One will go to the top, one will go to the bottom. Now, you certainly can't say that gases on the lower portion of the Earth are going to be undisturbed, but I don't think that anyone could make the you're talking about a lot of CFCs were introduced into this vacuum system where it affected the ozone. The fact is, a product was taken away from us with shoddy science, and that's not fair. They lied to the American people. If they could have...
They lied about DDT.
Exists that very well maybe what they were saying could have happened a little bit, but that doesn't change the fact that the way it was presented was a damn lie.
And we're paying higher prices due to it, too. And we're forced to use a crappy new version that doesn't work as well.
So is the claim that you're making that... that it wasn't the evidence that scientists had wasn't conclusive at the time that the CFC ban went into effect? Is that?
Or even now?
It's still not conclusive, yes.
Absolutely. We're never going to be able to conclude it because they've outlawed the product.
Right,
it wasn't
conclusive, and then legislation was hastily passed to completely destroy this very useful and beneficial product, a product that benefited mankind. Just like DDT has resulted in all the scare tactics the environmentalists spread about DDT resulted in that being banned worldwide, and now people are getting malaria as a result of it because the unintended consequences.
A lot of the chemicals that have replaced DDT are far more harmful than DDT was.
There you go. Dan, any final thoughts?
Well, yes, I do believe I remember reading that they were starting to use DDT in Africa again to combat malaria.
Thank you for the call. Okay. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That was Dan on the phones, and we got an email from a different Dan, I think. He says, I've called your show a few times as Daniel in Ontario, and I think it's great. I'm thinking seriously about amplifying, but I've been hearing a few arguments about intellectual property, and they're aggravating me. Argument number one. I'm an XYZ content creator, and I invest a lot of money in my business, and I think I need copyrights around, or else I wouldn't get a return on my investment. Dan's response? So you're admitting that the only reason why your business exists is because of the guns of government? You're admitting that you don't have the market skills to keep your business afloat without force? You admit that your entire industry is a direct product of government force?
No, wait a second. I don't think that is a fair statement, because many businesses currently rely on the protection of police departments in order to keep their windows from getting busted in and people stealing their merchandise.
That's not true.
So what, they don't rely on that?
Come on. Haven't you been down to certain downtown areas? They rely on bars to keep their windows from getting busted.
Not in all downtown areas, and a lot of people, there's the percentage of people out there that don't bust in windows and take things because they know that the cops will come get them. And that, as a result of that,
you think?
When times of riot happen and they know the cops are busy elsewhere, that's when they go do it. So there's the evidence for it happening.
That's mob mentality is what that
is. I don't care what the reasons are. They're relying on the guns of government to keep their products from being stolen.
I would disagree with you on that. I think they're relying more on...
That's because you want to protect... I mean, that's because you're not being intellectually honest.
No, they're relying on real protections, like locks and video cameras.
Absolutely. I would
and
not trust
bars.
I wouldn't trust the cops entirely, but it
right.
is
in fact, anybody
the fear of prosecution that keeps some people from breaking the law.
Anybody that's ever had anything stolen from them knows that the cops aren't much help at all. They might get your car back, maybe, after it's been stolen. Maybe they'll find something else that happens to be, you know, left by the side of the road. But as far as getting your products back that were stolen from your store, that's very, very rare that the cops are going to even do anything or even get a break in the case.
I didn't suggest the cops are going to get your products back. I'm suggesting that the reason your windows don't get broken and looters come in is because the cops are there, that there's an order in place.
If you want to agree or disagree with that, 800-259-9231, it seems to me that the reason why windows aren't broken is because they know that there's a chance that there's surveillance monitoring going on in that business location, that they would be caught for breaking those windows, whether they're caught by the business owner themselves or by the police or by whomever it is that's going to catch them. But it's, you know, the fact is, if there's no surveillance, then you can very easily break into somebody's windows and go in and rob stuff, because the cops sure as hell aren't going to get there anytime soon. If you don't have an alarm system, if you don't have surveillance cameras, if you don't have security in place there on your own property, then there's nothing to stop people from doing those sorts of things.
You know, I'll never forget the image of the Korean businessmen in L.A. during the Rodney King riots defending their stores. They had Glocks
up on the roof.
Up on the roof, and they were shooting. And they protected their stores themselves.
Cops weren't helping them out then, were they?
No, they absolutely weren't. But, you know, in the same area...
what do you do when the cops are the looters, like in New Orleans, Mark? What do you do then?
Well, my question to you would instead be, why aren't people breaking into stores today in Compton? Right now, at this very moment. Why aren't stores being broken into?
I don't live in Compton. I can't comment on that. But if you do, 800-259-9231.
Part of the reason is cops.
Let's go to Jim in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim, listening on WAIS.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to compliment New Hampshire on honoring their open carry law.
Yes.
Our Ohio State, our Constitution, says we have the right to carry openly.
How's that going for you?
We had to pass
a
concealed carry law. In order to carry.
Yeah, there's one of those up here, too, which I think we need to get rid of. Vermont doesn't have that. Alaska, I believe, doesn't have that either. So it's not perfect here in New Hampshire, but it sure as heck is a lot better than the other states. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, lots of stuff to see on it, over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you, and it's completely free. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com.
As we continue, the email from Daniel in Ontario, he's rebutting some of the arguments that some of the pro, I guess the pro-intellectual property, pro-government protection of intellectual property libertarians take, pointing out that, well, I spent a lot of money in my business and I need copyrights or else I wouldn't get a return. He says, well, how can people call themselves libertarians in one breath and then cry out for government to protect their industry in the next?
Well, but this is one of these issues that I do not consider to be integral and foundational to believing in liberty. Look, if you believe that the government should protect somebody's business by having police to protect them from getting their inventory stolen, then it is not a crazy, illogical step to believe that the government should be in play to protect people's intellectual property. Now, I can totally get that some people may agree that intellectual property should be there and some people don't, mm-hmm. and certainly most libertarians would agree that the intellectual properties are too big and too invasive, but to me, it's once again, this is the more radical libertarians bashing the less radical libertarians in order to make themselves feel better, to look better, to attain a higher position in heaven.
Maybe
none of these things are going to happen.
Maybe it's because it's an issue that's important to them and they want to talk about it.
I understand they want to. I understand that, but
maybe it really
bugs them. Wouldn't it be better if we could get some kind of change in the current laws on intellectual property, and then we could talk about, you know, rationing
things back? Yeah, like abolishing patents and abolishing copyright and abolishing all those other
things. Let's do away with the government while we're at it.
Let's, please. He says, why is it that if you asked a libertarian lawyer what he thought about the legal system, he'd say, it's too complex. I'd love to be out of a job tomorrow and start earning a real living as a voluntary advocate. If you asked a libertarian doctor about the medical system, he'd say, there should be more competition. I can almost get away with murder because there's so many restrictions put on the doctor supply, and the AMA only has their best interests in mind, not mine or the people. If you ask a libertarian accountant about the tax system, they'd say, it's too complicated. You have no idea the mess I have to deal with. I want to start a business doing bookkeeping, but instead I'm sifting through tomes upon tomes of law books looking for loopholes. I want a real job, but I'm here because of the government. But if you ask a libertarian artist what they thought about the copyright system, they'd say, don't worry, government is the answer for that. Am I the only one who sees a contradiction here? Argument number two, copying is theft. Response. This is the argument that the intellectual property supporters make and
right.
His response. Copying is theft! He says, equating intellectual property to real property is an insult to real property. Do they even understand why libertarians support property rights? Do they even know the horrible pain, death, blood, and tears that result when you strip away someone's rights to their own physical property?
No, hold on. Now, a physical property is something I create with my hands. I take and create wealth in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you say, Ian, that the person that came up with the concept of the combustion engine created wealth in the world?
Sure.
There you go.
Wait, what's your point?
Tell me that's insulting. Now, in one comparison, I take a coconut and I carve a face in it and I paint a little face in it. I've created some wealth. I can sell that to some harebrained tourist in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in another, I come up with the concept of the combustion engine.
Uh-huh.
You don't follow me? You're not telling me that one's creating wealth and you're telling me that one's creating wealth and not one's not creating wealth?
No, I didn't say that they're not creating wealth.
Well, fine. Then the blood, sweat, and tears went into the combustion engine concept, not the carving of the coconut.
Right, and the combustion engine is a
comparable real
product that exists in reality.
That's not what his argument is. His argument isn't atoms put together to create matter. His argument is blood, sweat, and tears going into the real property, and supposedly they don't go into intellectual property.
I don't think you've even allowed him to finish his argument, actually. Going on, he says, do they even know the horrible pain, death, and tears that result when you strip away someone's rights to their own physical property? People will routinely take the horrors that result when someone loses their right, to property and compare it to the mild irritation of discovering that someone has enjoyed your art without your permission. I've never heard such outrageous hyperbole in my life. These so-called libertarians need to familiarize themselves with real communism before they accuse me of trying to abolish property rights. Consider this. Your physical property is an extension of yourself. If I take an orange from your hand, I'm hurting you. That orange was your nourishment, and assuming you acquired it nonviolently, it was a product of mixing your labors with the resources around you.
Well, the orange wasn't nourishment. The orange was going to be nourishment in the future. It had the potential for nourishment, just like the concept for the combustion engine.
I'm hurting you, and it's immediately evident. Contrast this to an artist whose song I've copied. The artist might not even find out about it for his entire life.
Now, I would totally agree that if that when you're talking about not making money off of somebody's concept, when you're talking about, you see art in somebody's house, you draw a picture of it because you liked it so much, you hang it up on your wall to enjoy yourself, not the same thing. If you copy, a song off of the computer, I don't think you're not harming anyone. But when you start going out there and marketing something that someone else has spent their time on, their blood, sweat, and their tears, as it were, then you're
harming
them.
That's when you want the government to come in because you think that it's just not fair to get out there and compete as a better marketer than that other person. The government should get involved.
Ian, what would you do if somebody else took the name Free Talk Live, they stole your logo, and they created another website?
It's been done. Done nothing.
You've done nothing?
Yeah, he lives this crazy stuff. I'll give him that.
Well, what if they went on the air and did everything you're doing and called themselves Free Talk Live also?
Well, they don't do everything we're doing because they're white separatist scumbags.
It's awesome.
But whatever.
Yeah, he's absolutely not going to go after them. But in his certain circumstance,
I can differentiate my show and make it clear which the real Free Talk Live is. So
we are superior marketing. We have a lot of legs up on them, and in our case, it's really just complimentary.
Good luck to them getting on a radio station.
But the fact is, when you take somebody who's underpowered, and then some bigger company comes along and quote unquote steals their intellectual property, and then they market that intellectual property far superior than the little guy can, mm-hmm. then what you've got is you've got a system that allows corporations to steal ideas from little people.
Well, without the government around, there would be no corporations.
Well, buying corporations,
there'd be businesses.
There'd be big businesses. It allows the rich guys to stomp on the little guys.
You should protect your ideas better if you're worried about them being stolen.
How am I going to protect my idea if I sell it to if I intend to sell it to people?
Well, then you should have them sign a contract. Wayne was talking about this during one of the breaks.
Non-disclosure.
You sign a non-disclosure agreement to that company up front to say, you want to buy this, you're interested in this product, you can look at it, you can examine it, you just can't, deconstruct it entirely in order to learn the innards and reproduce it yourself,
but the
you
day,
can sign an
the
agreement.
The day I roll that first one off the line and I sell it retail to the end user, that's the
it
day.
It can be reverse engineered and sold by a competing industry. Absolutely. And you know what? That scares you because you don't like competition. Competition scares you, doesn't it, Mark?
Like
that's what
theft.
It's all about.
How do you
that's
feel about
that? That's hard work. That's somebody taking a product, reverse engineering, figuring out how it works.
Hard work for coming up with the idea of the combustion engine.
Creating their own version of it and then marketing it on their own. That's all stuff that they did on a voluntary basis. You know what? Boo-hoo to you, Mark. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go get them for free at freetalklive.com. And Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They've got flowers and gifts that she will love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's 1-800-Flowers.com.
Don't forget your wives either.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess, if they're mothers, you mean.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so we're still in the midst of an email from Daniel here about intellectual property. He's rebutting some of the common arguments for intellectual property laws and protections by the government, and just a few final
points. I am screaming like a harpy.
Yes, you are. Argument number two, copying is theft, was the argument. And his final point is that contrast someone who's worked hard on a piece of physical property to an artist whose song that I've copied. The artist might not even find out about it for his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen a trillion times without the artist even noticing it. Yet somehow it's an assault that warrants violent retaliation. It somehow justifies the guns of the state? He says no. Argument number three, the industry will suffer. My response, this may be where Ian and Mark differ. Mark may say that, I think we've differed on arguments one and two. Mark may say it's okay for a libertarian to support state intervention in the market. He might argue that copiers will damage industries that he deems valuable, and thus the state's violence should be turned on peaceful people who respectfully disagree. But I believe Ian will side with me. The government has no place deciding which industries should rise and which industries should fall. Let the copiers compete with originators, and the free market will decide who wins. In fact, as Gene the Christian Anarchist pointed out the other day on the phone, when he went to China, and this shocked me. I didn't realize it was like this over there. But when he went to China, they have multi-level malls. And on the first story of the mall, you have all the name brand stores selling the name brand products. On the upper levels of the malls, you actually have rip-off stores selling rip-off versions of the exact same products. I mean, you would think to yourself, why on earth would the name brand stores even want to go into a mall that would allow such competition on their premises? But they do, and they're still in business.
Well, the knockoff ones are crap.
That's just it. They, you know, they cut costs. I was talking recently about how I had ordered some Chinese Transformers recently, and I know to not expect 100% when I'm getting a knockoff product. You know that. I mean, you're not paying as much. You shouldn't expect the exact same thing. And sure enough, the products I got, I would say, were about 90%. Some of the parts didn't fit together quite correctly. There was, you know, little nubs of plastic that hadn't quite been taken off where they should have been. They're functional. They work. But they're certainly not up to par with actual Hasbro brand Transformer quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of knew exactly what to expect, and that's what I got.
You know, I think that there's a great deal of people in the market that will buy something that is more original. It's the one that counts. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you're talking about things that, especially in the cases of computers where you're replicating things exactly, there is no original versus a copy when it comes to listening to a song. There may very well be an original CD, but it doesn't matter in the playing of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for instance, what I would like to see in this in this China example is a little kiosk where you can take your MP3 player and have whatever songs you want just loaded right up onto it for a penny, a dime a piece. You know, mm-hmm. You pay for the person's labor or whatever they want to charge for it. I don't know.
Okay.
And you know, the artists get none of that. And you know, then I'd like to see how that affects the marketplace, if that proliferates around the world, and, you know, how that affects music.
It sure would be interesting. My prediction would be that, certain artists would drop out because they're the ones that are, you know, in search of the sweet record label deals and all of the things that
maybe the best ones
used to go on. That's not necessarily the case.
It's not necessarily.
In fact,
maybe.
I would argue that it's absolutely not the case. In many cases, mediocre artists are promoted. The ones that are attractive and pretty tend to be promoted. And look at pop music, for instance. A lot of it's just wreck, just absolute derivative crap.
Britney Spears is a musical genius.
Yeah, it sells because Britney Spears doesn't mind flashing her breasts to a camera.
Up until right now, I didn't have a brain cell in my head devoted to Britney Spears.
So I'd like to use an intellectual property argument on you. You've pretty much made your point on that. I'd like to use an intellectual property argument on you that might be a little different than what you and I have discussed in the past. Now, you and I have discussed perhaps somebody, a station owner out there, decides they want to take Free Talk Live, and they don't want to use the commercials that we have inside of our airwaves.
Right, as they are supposed to.
Right, they're supposed to. That's the way the contract works, that kind
right.
of thing. And, why don't you say what you think about that idea?
That would be unfortunate.
That would be, yeah, unfortunate. Suppose you have a contract in a city with somebody, to air say Traverse City, your new affiliate that mm-hmm. you just brought on. Suppose the station across the street decides to put Free Talk Live on in Traverse City, and they take out all the commercials that they're supposed to play, so therefore they can make more money than the station.
I think Rick Stone from Stone Broadcasting would have a very good case.
He would have a good case mm-hmm. because of intellectual property.
Well, you know what? That would be...
It's fine as long as somebody else enforces intellectual property. Oh, I see. It's okay if Rick Stone uses the guns of government, but not even... You're too good for that.
Well, they don't have an agreement with Free Talk Live, and Rick Stone does. So
yes.
Whether or not there's intellectual property laws wouldn't necessarily invalidate contract law. It wouldn't invalidate contracts between individuals.
But what kind of contract can you possibly have if there is no intellectual property? They're not doing anything wrong. You don't own it. You don't own what they're putting on the air because there is no intellectual property.
Right, but we do have exclusive agreements with our affiliates that say that they have
right.
Exclusivity in that marketplace.
So, yes, you can make that agreement if you'd like, but you don't own the material that's being broadcast otherwise.
I understand that, but my point would be that in the event of such a situation, an arbitration court would rule in favor of the person with the signed agreement and rule against the competing station.
I understand that you're talking about an arbitration court, but how would an arbitration court rule against somebody who's not doing anything wrong? They're not stealing anything.
Well, they are violating
a contract they didn't sign. How can they violate a contract they didn't sign, Ian?
Well, first
I
of
mean,
all,
that's your argument against government entirely. I didn't sign a contract.
You know what? You want to get real technical? Then we can get technical. The marketplace has come up with a solution, and that is the StarGuide 3 receivers have lockout codes, and the satellite provider companies can authorize and deauthorize receivers at their whim.
Well, you would. We also have a live stream that goes out, so maybe they air it, 20 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. Again, Mark, what are you going to do? You got to compete. If that's how it's going to be, and arbitration courts don't care about contracts, then it would seem to me that arbitrators would care about contracts.
But because the arbitrators can't do anything. They're not stealing anything.
The arbitrators can absolutely rule against the person who is taking a program and airing it in a marketplace where there's supposed to be exclusivity according to an existing agreement. If there's no existing agreement in that marketplace, then I could see that there'd be, it'd be tough to make a move. But then again, we wouldn't care to make a move because somebody would be airing our show, and that'd be better than nothing.
I think I've made my point on this one.
I guess you have. Moral arguments aside, the practical matter of the fact is there are plenty of industries, this back to Daniel's email, that stem from the creative process, which get by just fine without the so-called protection of copyright. Bands do concerts, weddings and parties need photographers and DJs, singers sell T-shirts, and yes, they would still be able to sell CDs, even in the absence of government coercion.
He would put Ansel Adams at the local bar mitzvah.
There's no reason to believe that if we legalized copying tomorrow, that every last customer would flock to BitTorrent and endure the hassles of online downloading just to save a few bucks.
But if you make it legal, then there's going to be all kinds of sites that it's not the hassles of downloading from BitTorrent. That'll be very easy. It'll be as easy as iTunes.
Mm-hmm. I admit that prices would go down to compete, and books and films and music that were previously operating on a razor-thin profit margin would cease to exist. But no one ever said freedom would be easy. And the market would adapt and provide us with whole new worlds of artistic media in the pursuit of profit. All of this is moot anyway. Copying isn't going anywhere. Whether the market is free or unfree, it's going to move away from types of media that are prone to being copied and toward media which will generate a continuing stream of income. Subscription-based services, copy-protected discs, live performances, tangible goods, etc. He says, the solace I take when listening to the copyright supporters is that, regardless of how loud they scream, my camp will win in the end. Freedom will win, in this area at least. More on the way. You can take control, and I'll try to think a little bit more about the radio situation coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever open a bag of chips to discover it's only a third full? Packaging size can be deceiving, except when it comes to cars. When I come back, I'll introduce you to the automotive measuring stick.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars.
One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
These days, small can masquerade as large, cleverly cloaked in creative packaging. But not so with products of the four-wheel variety. Here's how car sizes measure up by passenger, luggage, and cargo volume. Many compacts are sedans with under 85 cubic feet, not including two-seaters, which hold their own category. Subcompact's magic numbers are 85 to 99. Compact cars, 100 to 109, mid-size sedans, 110 to 119, and large, 120 cubic feet or more. To find out how your car sizes up, check your owner's manual. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can learn anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. But only moments remain. So if you want to get your call in, you should make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support us by going over and voting for the show. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your electronic ballot for Free Talk Live. It helps us out because the more votes we have, the higher ranked we are at podcastalley.com. And right now, we happen to be number one. That's pretty good, but the number two show isn't far behind, and
sure
so
isn't.
We need to keep up the momentum, continue to roll in the vote. So if you've yet to vote in the month of May, please go now to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll only take you a moment. And then once you're done with that, dig the show if you haven't done that in a couple weeks, or if you haven't, rather, you can only dig the show once, but you need to lock in your dig by digging something else on their website.
So Every couple of weeks.
You can dig one of our episodes. If you just go to dig.freetalklive.com and click dig it under one of our episodes, it keeps your dig locked in. On our main, the main entry. So,
I do. There's a couple of other podcasts that I listen to and like. So I, you know, search through them, like Dan Carlin and Red Bar Radio. So, you know, kind of cycle through them.
Right, but you can only dig the podcast one time for any podcast, and then you have to dig something else in order to lock it in. So, dig.freetalklive.com.
But it can undig.
And vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so 800-259-9231, we're talking about intellectual property yet again. And, Mark, you threw out a pretty challenging issue, and that was with this theoretical radio station conflict. Mm-hmm. You said that, okay.
A very unlikely one.
If Free Talk Live has an existing radio affiliate, say, in Traverse City, Michigan, and then somebody else decides to put their radio station on the air and pick up Free Talk Live as well from our internet stream and rebroadcast that, and override all of our commercials, then what could be done about that? And I suggested that, well, a court of arbitration could very well rule in favor of our existing affiliate. Would that mandate that other person take his transmitter off the air? No. It would be, you know, a voluntary sort of a solution where that person, in order to save face, would abide by the court's decision.
But if they chose to do that, they clearly didn't care about saving face anyway.
Probably right. And, of course, why they would choose to do that, I'm not really too sure. For instance, in a marketplace where you want to compete with someone else, why you'd want to put the same exact show that other person has on their station?
Well,
doesn't make much sense. To me.
I understand what you're saying.
So that's why you say it was unlikely that
would
ever happen.
It's unlikely because of the popularity of our show. But try to imagine Mr. Limbaugh, for instance. You know, he'd be a great one to put on and compete with. you know, you've I don't know how it is, but say Limbaugh's he's a pretty loyal guy. He would be likely to be on in the smaller, you know, he would likely to stick around with a station that was smaller in a marketplace.
I don't know about that. Limbaugh's not in charge of his affiliate relations department, and Premier Radio Networks is.
He's
and
claimed,
I would guess
he's claimed in the past that he tries to stick with the station
that's
that,
good.
That you know brought that got him originally.
I'd claim that too if I were Rush Limbaugh.
It's a good thing to claim. And now that we've called him a liar on the air. you know, but if let's say that there's another station across town that has more wattage, they feel like they we can really get us some mileage out of this, mm-hmm. and you know, it's not like he owns it, so we'll just put Limbaugh on the air. We'll fill in with our commercials, and then in the world that you're talking about, what's to stop any station from filling, you know, taking any program and filling in?
You're right. It's a tough issue, and
it is.
I would say that if that started to become a widespread thing, if it started to become a problem to where radio shows were losing advertisers as a result of it, mm-hmm. or you know their income was suffering, then they would just have to come up with some sort of alternative way, like product placement, product integration, more live reads on air,
well,
that sort of thing.
You're talking about the commercial issue. The reason I explained with the commercials and taking out the ads and inserting their own ads, mm-hmm. the reason I did that was to cause you pain, because that causes you pain. That causes us pain here on
yes.
air. It's our commercial. It's our, you know, our national ads that pay our paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what's going to hurt the local station is the fact that we are on the air, period, on some other station, and they can't do anything about it.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it might be the death of syndicated radio. I mean, if that became so widespread, then
it seems to me like, I mean, I don't know, baby bathwater? Ever heard of this
analogy
before? It
seems to me that you're afraid of freedom, and you come up with the most obscure and absurd examples to defend government intervention.
But I did make the example of Rush Limbaugh, who is not obscure or absurd, and it's not obscure or absurd that somebody else would try to put him on the air. He's that popular.
So I totally understand, which case you'd have to rely on local arbitrators to rule in your favor.
The arbitrator, it doesn't have any force behind them.
That's right, because it's not nice to use force on people, Mark.
It's
who
not
haven't
nice,
harmed others.
It's not nice to steal people's stuff, either.
Right, which is why that you hopefully would be a respectable business owner and would abide by the arbitrator's decision in order to save your good name.
Well, what I'm saying is you would be behind...
Who wants to do business
you would be behind
a
business owner who you know, defended his property with a gun, you know, you'd be behind him
from
100%.
Someone using force on that person,
right?
Sure.
You know, but it was from somebody stealing from them. But if somebody mm-hmm. steals their quote unquote intellectual property, you wouldn't do anything about it. If they stole a toothpick
right,
a toothpick out of a pizza parlor, you'd say it was okay for the you know, the pizza pie man to go out there and smoke them in the street.
Because it's not stealing. You know, if
but
I really cared, I'd restrict the internet access on the streams too. You know, if I really cared.
And at which point then it suffers because we have no live stream. Listeners,
hey, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Competition's is a bitch, you know? 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls and go to Paul in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Paul?
I was just hearing you guys talk about intellectual property. I guess it can also pertain to domain names and website stuff also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a fine line and all that. I've actually been sued by Microsoft, Amazon, and Monster.com.
Wow.
And it's kind of more of a just a statement that they can't own every domain name out there. For example, I owned AmazonBooks.net, and I was mm-hmm. actually selling books on the Amazon, like travel guides to the Amazon and related stuff like that.
Right.
It was more of just kind of like I was just kind of making a statement. I don't believe that they can own everything out there, but I ended up going through a 2-year battle with them. They ended up suing me for $600,000 in Arizona
Whoa.
District Court, and I represented myself because of my knowledge of intellectual property and
right.
trademark.
So what happened?
The judge found in favor of me, through Whipple panel. I don't know if you know what that is. That's the arbitrators that you guys were just talking about, but it's a little different probably in regular intellectual property.
I don't know what that is. Whipple panel?
It's WIPO. You might want to check it out. They're the ones that pretty much control the internet. The W3C, they're an organization of them.
The standards organization?
The W3C?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it's the WIPO panel. So, like, say you think that a domain name belongs to you, and then that person says, no, it belongs to me. Or for domain squatters, you pay $1,500 to the WIPO panel. I believe they're over in Switzerland. And then you can pay per panelist. It's $1,500 a panelist. Each side presents its case. Usually you have a lawyer prepare yours. In all three of mine, I prepared my own. I won against Monster. Monster.com didn't like me because if you search for Monster Jobs or Monster Job on the Internet, I used to be number one on every search engine because I do search engine optimization for a living.
Sure.
It was more just to kind of mess with them. Recent battles I've had, which are more serious, this was in Yahoo News and some other things. I own the domain names Scientology.com and also StopScientology.com. And I've Scientology's lawyers, they get paid about $30,000 a year. They're they work them to death. And
so did you run against the Church of Scientology too?
Yeah. Yeah,
good,
I sure did. You can actually read on my page. They've come after me 7 times.
Wow.
And
they throw in the towel.
Yeah, I've had to change web hosting about 10 different times.
Because the host will stop, they'll get a cease and desist, and they'll just
What it comes down to is Yahoo, regular, like, big corporate companies are pretty much, they're wussies. I mean, if they get any kind of cease and desist thing, Not me. They don't get cease and desist, but they say, hey, your guy has stuff that violates our trademark under, you know, whatever section, and they can quote anything, and Yahoo's not going to, battle for me. So they just go, yeah, your account's suspended.
Sure.
And luckily,
they don't want to take it to court.
They don't want to take any kind of risk. There's no need to. And luckily, I found a guy out of California who...
Congratulations on being able to stand up to the big guys, because usually the law puts the favor in their corner. And thank you for the call. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. As the intellectual property discussion continues here on Free Talk Live, we'll join you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.